Instability sparked by ethnic violence in northeast Central African Republic has been made worse by the presence of Lord's Resistance Army rebels in the southeast. Those rebels, driven from Uganda into neighboring Congo, are now facing a joint operation by Ugandan defense forces and troops from the Central African Republic. Aminata Gay represents the UN Refugee Agency in Bangui.
CAR has his own problem in the northern part. They have no capacity to handle an LRA presence in the southeast. And I think this is why they have this agreement to jointly with the Ugandan troops try to address the issue.
Violence between the ethnic Gula and Kara communities in the north earlier this year subsided when rebels from the largely Gula Union of Democratic Forces for Unity began fighting alongside government troops to regain control of the city of Berau near the borders of Chad and Sudan. The UN World Food Program says it needs $500,000 to bring 250 metric tons of food to Berau next month because supplies that were prepositioned earlier in the year are not sufficient to meet greater demand. The emergence of the Ugandan rebel LRA in the south is stretching thin both relief agencies and Central African Republic security forces. Those rebels chase several hundred Congolese across the river into the Central African Republic. Given what she calls a volatile security situation, Gay says the United Nations decided against setting up refugee camps.
Nobody could ensure the protection of the camp, so we decided it would be better not to settle a camp, but let's leave refugees settle by themselves.
LRA raids into the Central African Republic have also displaced thousands of civilians, disrupting agricultural production and increasing food insecurity.
The LRA groups are very small groups. They are looting and trying to have access to food and other basic needs. And they use the people in the attacked villages to carry their food or whatever item they have taken.
During a meeting with Congolese President Joseph Kabila earlier this month, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stressed the need for continued cooperation between Ugandan, Congolese, and Central African Republic troops battling LRA rebels. The Lord's Resistance Army began in 1987 in northern Uganda and southern Sudan. It's accused of widespread human rights violations, including murder, mutilation, abduction, sexual enslavement, and the conscription of child soldiers. Its leader, Joseph Kony, is wanted by the International Criminal Court. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.